I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast with your host, myself, the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. If you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now for all of you there, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. We have a website. Be sure to check it out and subscribe. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. There you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. That's right, folks. 100%. So by all means, please, either purchase something from our store or donate to us. Help us to help your community in the time of need. That's the only way that we're able to be a humanitarian, American Patriot group, nonprofit LLC. Also, go over and check out our YouTube channel and subscribe. We're also on MeWe. If you click on Organizations, scroll down, Defenders 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's right. We are not a militia. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own thoughts and opinions, especially on Thursday nights. We welcome everybody's opinion, and you won't ever be downgraded for your opinion. We're looking for an adult conversation / debate. Hope it attracts more of both parties, because tonight's your night. Thursday nights, it's almost like a no-holds bar. But that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you're too shy to get on the phone, join us live inside our chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio, which is also live during all of our Blog Talk Radio shows. Now, I'd like to say something before I get to the show started and bring in our Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, which is my second in command, and our Major S. Payne, Lorna Munson. Before I bring them in, I'd just like to say, you know, as we've always said since we started this group, this is all about you. All we ask in return is participate, learn from us, teach us, you name it. Everybody has something to contribute. I don't care if you're disabled, or think that you don't have something in your mind, we can bring it out in you. Just give us a chance. Now, for our normal followers, I thank you for always being here. You're what makes these shows, because I know you spread the word. And for that, I thank you. And that's nationwide and global. I know you don't say much and don't even participate live, but I get you and I appreciate you. Just remember, you know, all this BS that's going on is soon to come to a halt. Or it may blow up in our faces. But guess what? My head's on a swivel. I support myself, my family, my members of this group. And I would lay my life on the line, especially to those of my staff members. Now, if you like to hear that, participate, be a part of us. I don't care if you're a civilian, veteran, whatever. The time is now, people. Realize what we've been telling you for the past 3 years. Shit's going down, and it's going bad. And it's not going to get any better if we even last until 2024. Now, that's all I got to say about that. I thank you for following us. I thank you for sharing our shows. And now, allow me to bring in my second in command, my brother, Christopher Levins, and our Major Pain in the Ass, Lorna Munson.
Well, if I'm a pain in the ass, then if Bad Weathers is the other one.
Oh, no. You heard what he said. He got it right the first time.
I think I got it right. It's bad weather. Or stormy weather.
Yeah, and the storm's getting ready to come, too, let me tell you.
We're finally getting much-needed rain.
We're starting right now.
Same here.
I was up half the night because of the thunder and lightning.
Oh, Chris, you should have called me. I would have held your hand.
The thunder just kept waking me up, man. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I know you get scared.
I
know you get scared. You guys
know,
on the ship, you know, you always get scared.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. especially with those 120-foot waves, man.
Oh, that's sleeping weather.
That's why I liked it, man. It rocked me to sleep.
I can rock you to sleep, baby.
No thanks, man. No thanks. No, thank you. Ooh, I gotta slow down.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just a lot of shit that I've been seeing and hearing from my personal brothers. Yeah. Shit's fucked up and getting worse.
You're right. And from what, I don't know about how many people actually heard about the summit. They're sending, I forget how many thousands of troops over to Ukraine to help fight Russia. So,
right.
In other words, this dumbass or a fucking president is starting World War III and putting us right in the middle of it. So, for all you people that voted for this dumbass, I hope you like it. I hope you're proud of yourselves because... Once World War III starts, there ain't no going back. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be nukes involved. And nobody wins. So I hope everybody is proud of themselves. You know, on that part. It is total bullshit that this sumbitch is getting us involved in Ukraine that is funneling money for Biden's, for the Clintons, Obama. Let's see. Am I missing somebody? I think Pelosi, Schumer, some of the rhinos. That are Republicans too. So, Bush 3. So if you think that it's not going to come to our doorstep, like we've been saying to prepare for, you are absolutely wrong. It's going to come to our doorsteps.
It's already starting, brother.
Yep, you're right. I know they are being, the pretty blue helmets are going into Ukraine too. So,
you know what? My personal opinion, fuck Ukraine.
That's what I say too. You know, they've got a sign on a Circle K in my town to please donate money for Ukraine. And every time I go in there, they ask me, would you be willing to donate? Fuck no. I will not donate to Ukraine.
Nope.
By the way, there was a couple more food... corporations caught fire too.
Of course.
So, you know, scarcely. nobody knows.
Nope. Look at the Guidestones in Georgia.
And it
has nothing to do with somebody setting it up. Somebody blew that shit up on purpose, and it's because if you look at the ancient writings and you look at the actual story on the Guidestones, it's all
right.
Demonic.
Right. You know, it just kills me because everybody has said we're conspiracy theorists for so long. Nobody pays attention to what we really have to say. But yet, if you really look at it, I don't know how many people paid attention to the G7 summit. These are corporate and world banker leaders. They set the prices on everything. These are the true enemy of every country. Not just America, it's every country.
Yes.
These guys are actually funding our enemies and us, because war makes them money. Now, if you don't believe that, do your homework, research it, because I'm telling you, it's true, it's facts. You know, I know I get in here, I say the same thing day in, day out. And every show I said the same thing. You know, but it's like a kid. It goes in one ear and out the other. You know?
Exactly.
I don't know how much more we're going to be able to take on any of this. The way this world, once we get into World War III, I'll tell you right now, I mean, my phone is going bye-bye.
Yep.
I'll throw this sumbitch in the river. I will be disabling my GPS in my truck. That's a fact.
Hell yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, we are in deep shit. As Americans, Australians, every country around the world. You know, now they're pulling out this fucking monkeypox bullshit. No different. And I don't know. This is man-made bullshit.
Yeah,
they
and that's
are
the biggest. And that part right there is the biggest joke right there in itself, because the idiot that started all this bullshit supposedly got COVID. No, he don't have COVID.
Right.
He only claimed he had COVID because they wanted him in court.
Right.
And the only way that he could successfully get away from being called out on it. Oh, I got COVID.
Yep.
same motherfucker that created this shit.
Yep. And how many of our people up there in Congress and the White House actually donated money to that lab and funded it?
Exactly.
But
it's not just Congress. It's not just Congress. Our freaking top-of-the-line presidential so-called,
right.
All of them, they put the money
yep.
into it. That was in their so-called budget.
Obama, Clinton's, Bill Gates, Fauci. I mean, all you got to do is look it up, check it out.
Right. And that's why, Chris, that's why it baffles me so much that everybody that's coming out of the woodworks, you know, oh, we don't like what Biden's doing. Okay, you don't like what he's doing. What are you doing about
it? Right. You know, we, on this radio show, we pass information along all the time on our Defenders Facebook page. We pass it on all the time. In our messengers, chat rooms, Telegram, we pass information all the time. Right now, I can't get on Messenger. I can see it, but I can't comment on nothing.
It's all because you know Lorna and you're friends with Lorna.
Yeah, whatever. All my friends are disappearing out of my page.
Well,
you
know, all your friends on your page are all imaginary, so.
Okay.
And here's what's really messed up. This is what they sent me, okay? I shared something off of Facebook. I shared it in Messenger and on Facebook, and that's how they got me. Now, how
that's
can
how
I get in jail when the shit that I'm passing on is already in Facebook? How does that work? Oh, that's right. We're ran by Democrats, so they're above the law.
Yep.
You know, they play by their own rules.
And it's also because you know Lorna.
Well, that too.
I'm telling you, dude. We never had these problems until she came along.
Oh, whatever.
I know.
You were constantly in jail before I even started participating.
You're just a corrupter, man. You're just,
yeah.
You corrupted us.
Exactly.
Whatever. So not true.
You know, but seriously, people, if you're ever going to really pay attention to what's going on, check out those summit meetings. That's where the shit is really happening. They're the ones who's breaking the rules.
Yep. And it always
and
has been.
Of all the rich in all the countries that's doing this. Food shortages, gas prices are rocketing. Oil, barrels of oil. Next is going to be electric grids going down.
Yeah, barrels of oil.
Water shortage.
That we're taking out of our reserves that could really help us out here. is being sent over to China, Serbia.
58,000 barrels from Americans' reserve of oil was sent to China. How is that working out? Wow.
Oh, it's working out great. But yet, it's working out great for the Democrats.
Oh, I know. I know. And the Bushes, too. Just because they're out of politics doesn't mean they got to say so, because they're big into the oil. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I trust the Bushes like I do fucking the worst thief out here.
I trust all these politicians like I trust getting HIV or freaking hepatitis.
You know, it's ridiculous what people, they ignore the truth. And, you know, all these people that sit there, oh, you're a Trumpster, you ain't worth a shit, you're a piece of shit. People, we're not the ones starting the bullshit in these all these cities. I don't get it. How can you say that shit? That January 6th was a fucking joke. I mean, it was a setup by the Democrats. The federal police was letting them people inside. There's pictures and videos showing it.
I know. And what cracks me up about all this bullshit with the January 6th is that all Cheney keeps on talking about is armed people, armed patriots that broke in. Not one person had a freaking
arm.
Nope.
Nobody was. Cheney is full of shit. She's an idiot. There was I watched part of that, some of them hearings. I mean, I had to shut it off because it was a fucking joke. I mean, the lies. Okay, so President Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential limo. Are you fucking kidding me? Wow. You're a real fucking moron if you believe that shit.
Yep.
Well, obviously,
of course,
you've never seen the limo
it.
Either.
You gotta believe it. It was told on CNN.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They speak the truth.
Just like grabbing pussy.
Right, right. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how much more we have to actually talk about this shit. When is people going to start opening up their eyes to it?
They're not. It's like 81% of females that even had so much as one shot of their so-called freaking COVID vaccine. Either they cannot get pregnant, or they miscarriage.
Yep.
And like Biden said, there's going to be an outbreak of HIV now.
Of course.
I've seen that clip of him saying that too.
Yep. And of course, because that's also included in that so-called, oh, let's everybody get that shot. And don't forget about all your boosters you got to get after that.
Right. Well, guys, I'm home. I'm going in to take me a shower.
Oh, here we go.
Dude, Mr. Non-Multitasker.
It was so fucking humid today. Inside that plant.
Come down here and say that.
I'm saying it on national radio.
Yeah, well, you come and check out the weather down here and then talk.
I'm in the Mississippi River Valley. It's humid as fuck.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
No,
all right,
no, bro. No, bro, but everywhere you took me last year, I enjoyed the fuck out of it because never saw it until that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad, man, because I tell you, at least you weren't here in the heat of the summer. The heat is not bad. It's the humidity that's what kicking your ass.
Right.
I mean, even my underwear is sopping wet from sweat. Yes, it's called swamp ass.
Well, stop bending over in the shower.
Now he's going to be walking off cat legs.
Well, I'm going to go take a shower right now. So y'all have a good night. God bless. And I'll talk to y'all soon when I get out of Facebook jail.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Later on, y'all.
Later, man.
Later. Hey.
But, yeah. It's still the same old shit.
Yeah, and I was I don't remember what article I clicked on, but somebody else had made that comment also that the HIV is in the jab. So it's not just Jim saying that. There's a doctor from Cambodia that said it, and there's also somebody, some random person, I have no idea who it is, also said it.
There was that one expert from South Africa that said the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why they want Bill Gates so bad over there. But they won't extradite him. I mean, you know, I understand and I get it. You want to stick by your party. But when your party's this messed up.
I know. They're just pure evil.
Right. And are not listening to their constituents.
Oh, God damn it.
And
move the screen on me.
It's the skeleton of that rattlesnake you killed.
I didn't kill it. I didn't go near it. I didn't get close any closer than 5 feet from it.
Doesn't matter. It was hung outside your door.
Oh, I got to feed the boy. He had a rough day in the truck. He was so hot. I had 99 for an actual temperature, and then they said that it was like 107 heat index.
Yeah, we had 100, and they said it was like 119.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was supposed to meet Thad's niece over at the Pickwick
campground over there, and both guys took off kayaking. So I didn't leave right away. Wait, David, he's still only be gone for an hour, hour and a half maybe. So I waited for an hour before I left. It's a half-hour drive there. And they still weren't back yet, so I kind of drove around Pickwick a bit, kept going back and checking, and then finally I gave up. And poor Ralph, oh, my God, he was just done. I figured I better run him down to the creek and cool him off. And he laid in that ice water for a good 10, 15 minutes.
I bet.
He was just done. He's still not acting right.
So you should have took them out on the kayak.
I wasn't there when they left, and they had the blow-up ones. I did take them to the Tennessee River and let them go in the water there, but that I don't think that water was cold enough.
No, nah, it's probably bath water.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, back to the topic.
Yeah, but seriously, though, I mean, everything I'm seeing, and I'm not just talking on social media, because I take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
But when I got people that I know and trust that are emailing me, texting me, messaging me, I know something's up.
Yeah.
And I said it from last week, you know, this January 6th trial is just to get our minds off of what they really don't want us to see.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you're even seeing any of the messages and any of the thought, like I said again, I take it with a grain of salt, but a lot of it's true if you read through it.
What's up, my shithead?
Oh, she's alive.
Yeah, apparently. You know, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Oh, come on.
Oh, you finally freaking came on a Thursday night show. Ain't no wonder why I'm getting ready to have a storm here.
Hey, look, get over yourself. Oh, by the way, so I cannot believe what I did today. It was so stupid.
I can.
Huh? Yeah, I can too, but that's totally irrelevant and beside the point. So, finally, I have found a cop in town who has the same belief system that we do. And it was just by happenstance that I started talking to him. Because I was just asking about what had happened to me the other night, me and my daughter. And so he had called one of his confidential informants, and who used to prank the police captain and the police chief. And there is a thing where, you know when you can get a free background check on people?
Yeah.
And you could just type in a random name, right? And everybody in the United States will pop up, and then you can go by demographics or whatever. And then it shows who you're possibly related to. Well, anyway, we think that's how he got our information. And then he went on a spoofing website, and that's how we did the call. Well, anywho, we got to talking about that, and he said, you know, there's nothing they can really do unless the jackass gave us his information. So anyway, I get to talking to him about all kinds of random shit. And so I had asked him what the legal size of a blade is that you keep carrying. Do you know what he told me? In the state of Kansas? Well, actually, mostly in Wichita or Sedgwick County, you can walk down the road with a katana, and they ain't going to say shit to you. A freaking katana. So, because I was telling them, I said, look, man, I said, I know some of the sketchiest damn neighborhoods. And I showed them, you know, that blade that I got, and all this other shit. And he goes, oh, no, that's perfectly legal. And so we had to talk to Moore, and he said that he advocates for people that carry. Legally, I should say, legally, you know, because there are people that carry illegally, you know, and this is his professional opinion, and he said, do you know what the average response time is for a cop to come to you? And I'm like, yeah, I do know. And he said, you do you. You protect you in any way that you need to. And so we went from that, and we were talking about, and I'm sorry, I did not give him my business card for the show, and I had talked about the show that we have on Blog Talk, the group, and it did not dawn on me, hey, stupid, give him a card, and let's interview him on the show. No.
Right.
I was too stupid, and I did not think about it. But, hey, I know what he looks like. I know what his name is. And if I see him again, I will give it to him. he said, we're losing in Wichita. Cops are leaving in droves. They're just done with the bullshit.
I know.
Absolutely sick of it.
And like I commented earlier today, that's not just there, dude. That's everywhere.
No, I know. I didn't realize it was that bad here, is what I'm saying. I know, like, New York,
right.
Chicago, Portland, and all of these other bigger cities. I mean, granted, we have 400,000 people here. But I didn't realize it was that bad. And so I let him know. I said, oh, no. I said, there's a lot of people that back the blue, and it always will. And it was weird because I was telling him, I said, you know, law enforcement, fire department, EMTs, all of it. And we get to talking about Sheriff Grady in Polk County, Florida. And he says, why can't we have more sheriffs like that everywhere? And apparently our police chief, not the one we have now, the one we had before, was so soft that cops were, you know, they were just letting all kinds of shit go. Now, if the racism is so bad that you get fired for nothing here. And we were talking about the shooting was it Texas? That idiot, that
which one?
Who got it was a traffic stop, and why he got shot and killed, and
why
can't people just listen?
That was
no,
Ohio.
No. The black kid who got
parade.
Shot and killed. Huh?
Bobby's thinking of the parade one.
Yeah. Okay, the parade one was
No. No, the Ohio guy that shot out the window at the cops, they cornered him. He got out and was firing back at them as he was running. And they pumped 60 rounds plus.
Oh, I thought he was infected.
No, that was Ohio.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, we were talking about that. And it's like,
the parade,
but here's the difference. Yeah, the parade was in Illinois.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, seriously, people? Okay, one, if you're smart, Go look it up on Statistica online. Google. Guess what, guys? It's free. In 2019, 461 white people were shot and killed by the police. 200 black people, like 205 black people were shot and killed.
Yep.
But people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. So that's what we were talking about. And he's like, common sense. Do what you're told. You know? Traffic stop. Hey, guess what? Give them your license, your registration, and your car insurance. It's not that hard, people. You know, and that's what he was saying. And all people see are color. And that is, you know, none of this shit's going to stop until we stop using color.
I've seen different video clips where a black man is talking about getting pulled over and said, look at me go. I didn't get shot. I did what the cop said.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of videos like that. And it's like,
yeah.
Somebody made a video.
You don't see the
crime. I know it was. Exactly. And you'll get these. Remember the one where the kid went to the dollar store, Dollar General, whatever the hell, the yellow store, and shot at the people, and he got shot and killed by someone who was carrying, and his mom and uncle had the nerve to say, my son has no job, and he knew he had to rob the store to get by. Seriously?
That's,
try raising your kids to not be criminal.
You remember that kid in Florida that got shot and killed? This lady, her house kept getting broken into, so she finally put up one of them security thingies that dings your phone if your house is getting messed up. Well, her phone pinged when she was at work, and she called the cop, and she left work and went home, and she beat the cop there, and she caught him right as he's crawling out the window, and she shot him dead. And then when the news media was doing interviews, his cousin says, I don't know why she couldn't wait for the police to get there. I mean, and why didn't she let him take what he wants? How else is he supposed to afford his books in college?
Yeah,
really?
Get a loan like everybody else?
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, seriously. But and so we started talking about something, you know, something that, yeah, me and my son are real political, and we get into all the politics and everything else. And I said, he asked me what I thought about what people are trying to do with the mass shooting. I said, one, they're trying to get everyone's weapons taken away. You know, that's one of the biggest things they want. I said, the second thing is they're trying to defund the police, get rid of all the cops, and then bring in their own SS-style police. If you know what the SS is, you know what I'm talking about. And like a nationalized police force. But here's the thing. You get that Gestapo-like cop or department nationwide, they don't care what color you are, what sex you are, what you did right or wrong. If you don't cooperate, they shoot you dead right there in the street. And they'll leave your body because that's what they do in other countries. And people won't realize until it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? You're dumbass. You brought it on yourself. You know? But if I see him or another cop, I'll make sure he carries my cards on me. We could actually get an interview with him.
Definitely.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
If you ever come across police that say, oh, I don't get involved in you know, political groups and all that. You tell them, hey, look, we're not really a political group.
We just need people about what's going on.
Right.
You know,
and,
we voice our
and
opinion.
We have doctors, lawyers, law enforcement in this group. So it's not going to come back on them.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, people need to wake up and realize what's going on. Did you see what happened in California today? I guess it was today. With the truckers.
No.
No.
But the worst 70,000 truckers have just lost their job in California.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
They said that you can no longer be an LLC or an independent contractor, that you have to work for your big companies like Walmart, you know, I'm talking about all the big box, you know, all of them. So all 70,000 truckers are leaving California, and they're all going to join together and say, piss off, we're not delivering to anyone to the state of California.
Good.
You know, I went into, where was it I went today? Walmart. And the shoe department, of all places, shoes. Hardly any shoes on the rack. So it's not just food that's gone.
No.
They're really trying to cause this shortage. I mean, it's, what country is it? Hold on. Like, I just saw a video about it. One of those countries over there. Huh?
Sri Lanka.
200 wealthy people were killed in the street because the people have no food. And they killed them for their food.
Yep.
How bad do you think it's going to get here?
Well, I don't know.
People think it won't. It's
not bad that quickly. But, yeah.
Do what?
I said I'm not sure. I mean, we will eventually get that bad, but I don't think it's going to be immediate because America is a little better off than a country like Sri Lanka. So,
yeah.
But yeah, cities absolutely is going to happen. In the cities, absolutely. Especially since we've got all these illegals that they've dropped off in various cities.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. And I'm sorry, but try and rob, and you guys, you better start putting shit up. And, you know, we've been saying this for how long now? 3 years? This shit's coming. You better prepare for it, and nobody wants to believe us. Start now. I mean, you don't have to spend ungodly amounts of money, but start somewhere with your dry goods.
Yep. I have enough. If I have enough for myself for at least a year, and you know, if I stay with my family, although that's still shaky, depending on what way things go, I don't know if I'll be safe staying with them. I had really interesting conversation with my sister today that makes me think she's actually sticking her head deeper in the sand. With my family, I could probably stretch it to 6 months, you know, which would get us through the winter at least, and then we can, you know, grow our own food and stuff. So, and again, living in a farming community, I really don't want to move because living in a farming community gives me more options for bartering and survival.
People laugh because I live in Wichita, Kansas. But We're farming community cattle. I can barter.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Right, barter. I'm not looking at money. Everybody's talking about silver and gold, and I'm like, don't come to me wanting to trade silver and gold for what I got. You better have something I can use.
But here's the other thing. If you don't have anything to trade for whatever, what's your skill set? Because that's something else you can barter.
Yep, I got
carpentry.
And I'm not talking sex.
Well, that's like me. I'm a nurse. So,
Right. You
know, great asset for any group of people. And unfortunately, Right. We all live so friggin' far away from each other. It sucks. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you got to have you got something to give. And this generation, half the millennials and half of, and all of Gen Z, well, not all, 80% of Gen Z, you're screwed.
Right.
You guys freak out about not having the internet. I've been watching these funny videos of Gen Z not knowing. They were asking about what AOL was.
Right.
Oh, you shut up, dog. And these kids, she was like, her dad was trying to explain to her, and I'm like, wow. So.
Yeah, her dad was trying to explain God. Or coding, my niece. I mean, my niece wants to be in, like, advertising, you know, digital advertising and marketing and stuff. And she uses, like, Adobe InDesign but has no idea how it operates or what she can and cannot do because she doesn't pay attention. She just whizzes through it. And I'm like, you know, and I pointed out a couple of things to her, and I don't have the program. I don't use it. But, I mean, it's similar to other things and, you know, common sense. And but, no, they don't even try, and it's really crazy. I feel for them when shit hits the fan. They're gonna be so fucked because they can't exist without their phones. You know, and let's see what's gonna happen having them exist without electricity even for a few days, because even the government was talking about rolling blackouts and shit. What the hell are they gonna do?
That's like that charging station, the guy that's got a gas station, and he allowed Tesla to put, I don't know if it's Tesla or whoever, to put the charging stations. And it's been a year, and they have not paid him one dime.
Right.
For the electricity he provides. So he put covers on all of the charging stations, and he's only allowing a few.
Okay. Wow.
They want, and that's in the midway, not Idaho, whatever state's below Idaho.
Nebraska?
No, Nebraska is over this way. I can't think of whatever state is. No, whatever state's below Idaho. There's always so many places to charge your electric cars.
Yeah.
And see, that's the whole thing. They want everybody to have electric cars, and then they're going to rolling blackout, and you can't charge your vehicle.
Right. They want you to stay put. They want you to stay where they want you to stay, and that's all there is to it.
Yep, and it's coming to that.
Yeah, well, I got, with a full tank of gas plus spare cans of gas I have, I've got enough. Yeah, I can get somewhere. Of course, you know, hopefully I don't have to, but I can go a few hundred miles. But, you know, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that I know enough people here that if I can't stay on my sister's property, I can go somewhere else. But you know, it depends on what kind of shit hits the fan. Is it the white hats or the black hats?
You know, yeah, it's going to get bad.
Yeah.
And people will start going from the city. And, you know, America is headed to be one giant Portland. If you guys remember the whole Summer of Love in Portland, the riots, burning cities down. That's what all of America is going to turn to when there's no food.
Of course.
You think them robbing shoe stores and Walgreens and shit? No, wait till all the grocery stores have no food.
Right.
And now, did you see all the countries where the farmers have blocked the highways because of the, they said they're not allowed to produce, except not the nitrogen. That has to do with their diesel. And, okay. See, it needs to stop. Well, not that, but the control needs to stop. Period. The world needs to revolt against all leaders, and that's the only way it's going to stop. Not just a little here, a little there. No, it's all at once. And this, you know, I don't know. People are complaining. There's some of these stupid people on the 4th of July. I was so, one woman rewrote Lee Greenwood's song where he said, "I'm proud to be an American." And she rewrote it to, "I'm not proud to be an American." And people are attacking her left and right because if you don't like it, go to another freaking country and you see just how good you have it here.
Look at that basketball player over in Russia. She was one of the ones that, knelt during the anthem, wouldn't stand, kept bitching about America and complaining about how racist it was and how badly we treated people of color, and I think she's also gay. And here she is in Russia, and she's writing letters begging America to come save her.
And she deserves.
Leave her ass there.
No, Biden's gonna give Putin whatever Putin wants to get her back because he wants to run again in 2024, and the media is gonna make him. He is bought and paid for. Biden is so bought and paid for by the Russians, the Chinese. Yeah, he'll kiss anybody's ass.
No. The Russians do not own him. The Ukraine owns him.
Ukraine, Russia, and China.
Here's the thing. Russia may not own him in that respect, but they will own him on this. He will give them whatever they want to get her back to look like the hero. Ukraine. This is all over Ukraine and his crack-ass pedophile son. Well, he's also a pedophile. I don't know if I shared the video with you guys. I don't know how accurate it is, but we've all heard that Biden sent 120 or 140,000 troops to the countries surrounding Ukraine. We've all heard about NATO and they're collecting 300 to 360,000 troops plus all these weapons and all this shit. So there's this guy, he was talking to some audience and he had a Spanish translator and he was talking about how the NATO and the United States is getting ready to send all these troops into Ukraine. And somebody's like, "Well, I don't believe this," and I'm like, "No, listen. Remember when Biden went to Poland, he himself told the troops that they would see what it was really like when they were in Ukraine. Everybody's like, oh, I was just one of his gaffes. He misspoke. Bullshit. They plan on sending our troops into Ukraine because just sending Ukraine weapons isn't going to work because, you know, Russia may have hit a bad spot, you know, but at the end of the day, they will kick Ukraine's ass. And Biden and his cohorts, the freaking New World Order, don't want that. They don't like Putin. So, you know, so, yeah, there. Now the question is how soon? You know, we're already, you know, everybody's already talking about we're in a war. So this is World War, the beginning of what World War III looks like. What do they call it? Fifth generational warfare, some shit like that. And then,
it's already started. It's already started, but people, the reason why they don't want to believe it is because when they think of World War I and World War II,
they think of kinetic warfare.
This is a different type. It's a different type of warfare.
Yes, sneaky lying.
And it is around the world.
Yes, it is. And it will develop into a kinetic warfare because they want to kill people. They want dead bodies. That's all there is to it. And I didn't realize, I saw a report, over 74 million Americans did not get one shot. And 157 million only got one shot. That means the majority of Americans did not get enough of the poison to satisfy those who want to depopulate us. And Americans who are the ones who have the guns, and, you know, crazy Americans that are going to defend, you know, against tyranny, they need to do something to decrease the population over here since they can't get our guns away.
But did you see the video? They're now having a worldwide recall on the vaccine. I don't know if it was in Congress or the House. I don't know who it was. The Senate, I don't know which. And they showed the guy who was talking. The vaccine, 79% of people that got Omicron were vaccinated.
Yep. And they're getting it preventively.
Yeah, but the efficacy has failed. The vaccine's failed.
Yep.
Over 40,000 people have died.
Yep.
Over 40,000 people have died. Well, we know it's been over 40. We already know that. But here's the thing. They don't want to say, they're saying 40,000 die from anaphylaxis to the vaccine. Immediately die.
Right.
Like, right when they got it. Okay, it's
right.
Probably more than that.
Yes.
So... But here's the thing, and people are like, well, that's only 40,000 out of 8 billion people. Okay, true. But here's the thing.
It's more than that.
When they made the smallpox vaccine, when they started making the smallpox vaccine, 100 people died in America, and they stopped it.
Yep, until they fixed 100.
It. 100. Yeah, yep. 100 people died. Oh, no, we can't have that.
Right.
40,000 people die, and they're like, oh, that's nothing.
But that's
I can't believe.
That's only the ones they're admitting to.
Oh, I know. We already know it makes you sterile. We already know that.
Yep.
And it goes right along with, and this is honestly why I think you can't tell any liberal Democrat, you can't tell them, they won't listen. When they started CERN, right, actually started with the 5G towers, and honestly they're saying that whatever particles are in the vaccines, right? So,
right.
and a lot of people are saying this. I'm not saying it's true or not. I don't know. But whatever. The 5G towers didn't do what they wanted. So that's why they cranked up CERN. And here's I was honestly thinking that whatever particles were in your brain, that was what was going to turn you to, you know, your brain to jello and kill off most of the population. But now they just turned it on. Okay, so granted, it may take a while for it to get its effect around the world. Okay, so it didn't cause a black hole. We're still here. But think of this. Did you guys hear, I'm sure you guys have heard about the,
sudden adult death.
What you call? No. Well, that too. The Georgia Guidestones.
Oh, yes. Somebody
that,
them up.
Okay. Here's the thing. The very first line of the Ten Commandments, after an apocalypse, whoever made them said that those stones should survive an apocalypse. Well, guess what? No, they didn't. They got struck by lightning and one whole friggin' slab fell.
Somebody literally blew them up.
They did not get blown up.
By a lightning rod. There was this one thing that was hit by a lightning strike. I forget what town it's in. I saw pictures of it. But they have videos from a security camera of these guys in a car going and putting in the explosions. I'll share the video with you, but it looks like...
No, I know that.
I mean...
But here's the thing. It was not an explosion, okay? They want you to believe that because if you look at the light in the background, it gets immensely brighter. An explosion will not do that. When a bolt of lightning strikes really close to any light pole, the electricity magnifies and it will blow up, and that's exactly what happened. But the point I'm trying to get at, huh?
I said, I'll have to look at that again.
Yeah. The point I'm trying to get at, and also if it was an explosion, it would have blown up more than one slab. So the point I'm trying to get at is the very first so-called commandment of the Illuminati, or whoever created these damn things, said... There needs to be a population of less than 500 million worldwide.
Right.
And there needs to be a world language, a world religion, a world government, every single thing on there. And that's why they said, and not that I tear it all down. So all four of them are gone.
Right.
But now it was not, well, people said it was a missile. No, it wasn't, because it would all be blown up. Now, I think it's all tied in together, and people don't want to believe it. It's like, believe what you want to believe. You have that right. I'm not saying it's all connected. I'm not saying that for a fact. But it's a little too coincidental for me.
I want to take a look at it again, you know. Because I do know that there's another similar tower that's related to, you know, the same similar idea that was struck by lightning in another town. Richard Citizen shared it. So, like I said, I'll definitely have to take a look with that in mind.
The George Floyd monument, that mural that was on the wall, got struck by lightning right after they put it up.
I remember.
And nobody wants to believe it. Huh?
I said, I remember.
Honestly, I think God's just pissed and he's tired of our crap. In all honesty.
I think it's time for a commercial break.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. Do your commercial.
Free beer.
He's napping.
I think so.
I'm not born. I'm not born.
Whatever.
Yeah, so anyway, thank you for all that has tuned in tonight. I just wish that we get a lot more people to participate. But if you're new joining us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel and subscribe. We're also on MeWe. Click on Organizations, scroll down, Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We are an LLC, nonprofit organization. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show, if you haven't been following, be sure to give us a call, participate in all that we do here. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now, if you're too shy to call in, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during the duration of our broadcast. So please, either way, check in with us. Give us your thoughts and opinions on whichever topic we discuss. We thank you. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
You're just looking to get more jailbirds.
Oh, we only get them because of Lorna.
What weather do now?
Whatever. I'm not volunteering in jail.
What did he do now?
It's just because he's friends with Lorna on Facebook.
What?
He's friends with Lorna on Facebook.
Oh, well, you know, that too.
What can I say?
I still think Bobby got in trouble.
So, something else, totally non-related to what we're talking about, which is I don't really care. if anybody had the opportunity to get this done, they really need to get it done. Battlefield acupuncture. I have been blissfully pain-free for 2 damn days.
Oh, wow.
What's battlefield acupuncture?
Okay. Battlefield acupuncture is they have these little – okay, you know your when you check someone's blood sugar? Those little – okay. Well, they look something like that. Like when you – you know, if you have the pen and it pops the needle and it's, you know, it pops back – well, these are probably, it's all the same thing. They're in a little one-inch little thing, and it, they push it, and there are five of them in each ear, right? One on the top, and then one lower down on the earlobe, one almost into the ear canal, like right outside the ear canal, and then two on the bottom part of your lobe. Well, anywho, they're supposed to help with PTSD, depression, and any pain that you have. I don't know about the depression and the PTSD. I really don't give a shit about that. I mean, I have PTSD, but I really don't care about it right now. To care because I hurt too damn bad. But anyway, you could barely see them. Honestly, one of the girls at my work, she thought I had my ears pierced 5 times in each ear. That's what they look like, little studs, little tiny gold studs. And they fall out on their own, right? Mm-hmm. And they're in your ears for like a week. Well, however long they last, they last. It's up to you, whatever. I thought they took them at like regular acupuncture. And the girl's like, no. You get them done and you leave. And so many veterans are getting this done that we can only get it done once every 3 weeks now instead of weekly. But I kid you not, my pain was gone within 10 minutes. I'm
so
like, my hand.
Rubbing your shoulder?
Huh?
That thing that you were telling us about last year or whatever that they did
shoulder. Oh, no, That's dry needling. That works too. And that's, you know, they poke you, they take the needle out, you're done. Some people get it done multiple times, and some people don't need it done that many times. Personally speaking, I only had it done once, and it lasted 6 months. And,
I said, see, I pay attention to what you say, even if I interrupt sometimes.
But don't get me wrong, like, I'm missing cartilage in my shoulder, right?
Right.
But that pain is always going to be there. I'm talking nerve pain, right? I still can't sleep on my shoulder. But here's the thing. Okay. Knowing that the little damn things are in my ear itches now. So I got to try and scratch my ear, right? I'm like, just because I know they're there. And so two of them have already fallen out, and that's the ones that's right in the middle. Which I figured they would, but it's okay because I have to wear my stethoscope is the reason why they fell out.
Right.
Because then you got to put it in and it ends up just, it doesn't hurt when they fall out. I didn't even know they freaking fell out. My biggest fear is it falls in my damn ear canal. But it'll just fall right back out. So, but anyway, I'm going to keep getting it done. You know,
now,
I've got to have a cortisone injection in my shoulder and in my neck, and then I use my TENS unit, and they're going to just readdress it in 6 weeks, and he may go ahead and do the surgery on my shoulder. But anyway, that type of acupuncture, holy crap, there is only one drawback. Okay. If anybody has ever had that nerve conduction test, to check and see if you have carpal tunnel, ulnar nerve tunnel, you know, all that shit, that cool shit.
They stick
a little needle in your arm and they attach electricity to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've had that done twice, too. And both times, same problem. 3%, right? 3% of all people that have that done have a negative reaction to vomit because of the electricity. I did. I really wanted to puke and almost pass out. So when she put in, and Phil called me last night and we talked about it, and he thinks this is the reason why. The one that's right on the ear canal, because your middle ear and that nerve goes to your middle ear, and I wanted to throw up when she stuck it. I mean, it hurt like 30 seconds, if that, you know, the initial stick. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I gagged. And I thought I was going to puke. So she waited, you know, a minute or two. And it took 10 minutes to do the whole thing. 10 different needles. It took about 10 minutes. But, yeah, so I'm that small percentage of the population who, yeah, I can't tolerate that shit. But I've got 7 tattoos that I fell asleep on. I've given birth 3 times. But I can't handle needles being stuck in my ear or being stuck. Go figure.
You're weird.
So you're saying that you're saying that it hurt when they did it?
Huh?
You said it hurt when they did it?
Only the middle one. No. It actually did for like 30 seconds. I mean, but here's the thing. What's your pain threshold, right? And honestly, I've done finger sticks to check my blood sugar. It's a little, ooh, you know, I've had IVs. God knows I've had blood draws, IV. It's not the same type of pain. It's not in the same category. It's a pressure because she has to pop that thing and push that button, and it shoots it into your ear. And I think it's because it goes to your ear canal, your middle ear.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's only the middle one. Now, she said not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets it. So it just all depends on you. I mean, I've had full body acupuncture where they put those freaking 6-inch freaking needles, but they only stick it in like a minuscule of an amount into your skin to hit the different nerves. You know, if you go to have acupuncture done, one, you have to be licensed to do acupuncture. So, yeah, you can't just go to Joe Schmo down the road in his garage. No.
As far as acupuncture goes, I just watched Final Destination 5 last night, and there's no way in hell because that would end up happening to me what happened in the movie.
What, they caught on fire? All the needles?
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
No,
so
they don't even stick those needles
over and got stuff wet, and then the alcohol spilt, and yeah, it was a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not possible. But those needles, honestly, for that type of for the full body acupuncture for that time where they, I don't know how long the needles are. The whole entire needle might be 10 inches long, but only like a quarter. Maybe a tenth of an inch goes in your skin. You know how they put them in? They hold it between 2 fingers, and they take a 4 finger, and they tap it. That's how it goes in your skin. They just literally tap the needle, and it goes in. It's a little prick, and that's it. And they pull that little sheath off, and they leave it for 30 minutes. Now, the cool thing about regular acupuncture, when you go and have it done, you should have a full body massage before you have acupuncture because it works really good together. They need to know if you have high blood pressure, you're a diabetic, heart disease, blah, 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 because there are certain places that they put the needles on your body to help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I spent an ungodly amount of money when I was in England when I had it done, and it was in Chinatown, and yeah, it was pretty cool. I spent like $500 for half hour of a Swedish massage, and yes, the Swedish masseuses, yes, they really are rough. They use their elbows and shit, so yes, they do. But you feel like a wet noodle when you get up and walk out. And I bought all these cleansing teas and all this crap. Yeah, they taste like ass, but they detox your body. So it's pretty cool. So
yeah, I'm considering going to get acupuncture for my trigger finger because I am not getting a cortisone shot. I will never go to regular doctor again. I don't trust them.
I think it's you're only supposed to have 4 or 5 cortisone injections in one joint in a lifetime.
Oh, I've only had one. No, I'm sorry. I've had two cortisone shots in two different places, and not the one that it needs now. They're not doing it. That shit is painful. No,
well,
that's okay.
It all depends. Yes. For me, it was pressure when they did. And this was 20 years ago. So I don't know how bad it hurts now, but it lasted for a long time. Don't get me wrong. I mean, a long time.
It did. I don't have
I was a hateful bitch for three straight weeks because of the steroids. I don't know what the hell. Maybe it was just my ex-husband, my kid's dad. I don't know. But
no,
I was miserable for three straight weeks.
Yes, I agree. It was the shot. It did it. I would blame that fucking cortisone shot. That same freaking needle, the same size needle they put in your shoulder, they put in my finger.
They got to get it into the joint.
Yes, they did. They did. The needle was big, was huge. That's why I'm. They're not doing it again. No. I'll suffer first because the pain from the trigger finger is less than the pain from. Not to mention, like I said, I don't have insurance. I can't afford that shit.
I don't know. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I'm only having one, and in 6 weeks after I have it, I got to go back. And then he said, "We'll rediscuss if." Surgery is necessary because I do have the bones first. I do have the bones first, and they can clean them out.
Right.
And that injection that Phil was talking about last night, the platelet rich plasma. The lady at my work, she's the does medical records. Her son's a baseball player, a professional baseball player. I don't know who he is. I forgot to ask her what his name is. But he got it done on his shoulder and his knee. He said that he told her it lasts for a while. But what they do is they draw blood from you, and they do whatever magic they do to it, and re-inject it into your joint.
Right.
And it's supposed to help regenerate the cartilage.
Yeah.
Sometimes it lasts, sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on each person. So I'm game for anything. I really don't care. I'm tired of the pain. That's my thing. I'm done. I'm over it.
But
which is why I will endure this freaking acupuncture every 3 weeks. I will go through it. Do not hurt. And
yeah, I don't blame you.
And then she has that. There's a special earring that they have for people that suffer from migraines, and it's in the cartilage of your ear.
I've known a couple people that's done that, and it does work.
Yeah,
it does. And.
Yeah.
And that's permanent. And that's a permanent thing. It stays there. So I'm going to bring it up to the neurologist, and I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, look, this, I need to know how much of this shit. So I got an appointment with the neurologist, and they send you this big questionnaire about who in your family has migraine, who has cluster headaches, and all kinds of shit. So,
only when I'm around them.
That's
yeah,
not
we
nice.
Must be related because I always get headaches around you.
Ooh, that's why you keep coming back.
That's because you're too chicken shit to drive down here.
Shit. Ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump. Ain't that right, Phil?
That's right.
You can do
Phil
it.
Phil made it.
What's the matter, Lorna? Cat got your tongue now?
Lorna, shut up now.
I kind of got me off guard. It's Thursday.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Got
it's
right.
Got
you
got, it's a treat that I'm on. I'm like, screw it. I've got nothing to do.
I just barely made it home from the bar.
Yeah, got her all stuttering now.
I forget.
No.
I was on call last night, right? I worked from yesterday morning from 8 until 1:30, came home, just bullshit, whatever. And then I was on call last night from 5 p.m. to 8 this morning. So I said, cool, I've only got two people today. No problem. I had an hour drive to Ark City. No, I got up at 8 o'clock. I was up, did our morning meeting, drove to Ark City, and then they're like, well, can you come back and deliver this med? Can you do this? I got done at 5 o'clock. I'm like, seriously? I saw two people. Okay, in my defense, one whole hour went right out the window because I was talking to that cop. I was
at
the pharmacy waiting for...
Spaced out.
Oh, shut up. No, I was waiting for my patient's medications, right? I was thought it was like 15 minutes. So I was waiting. So anyway, so I got talking to myself like an hour. So 1 hour of today... 1 hour of today was, like, blown on whatever. Yeah. So I said, screw it. I'll just go ahead and call. I don't care. To only have to get up in the morning to go see three people tomorrow, deliver some shit, and then come home and go right back at 5 o'clock. And be on call tomorrow night.
That's not bad.
Oh, it is bad. Well, it all depends, unless I get busy with calls. You know?
Yeah, I don't think I'm working tomorrow night. I've been I started Spanish class again, you know, for a refresher course because my Spanish got really bad. And so I need a refresher in order to, you know, it was bad. But
I just pull up my interpreter.
Well,
I just pull up my interpreter on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, at State Farm I can do that, but at Burlington I can't. And you know, and it's mostly just you know because I've got people coming in with hundreds of dollars for clothes, and I have to ring up. Take off the hanger, take the alarm off, boom, bam. So I talk to them a little bit. And, you know, when they don't speak English, it's, you know, kind of hard. So I use my bad Spanish. And, well, I guess
oh, yeah.
I should probably learn Ukrainian, too, because we've got a lot of Ukrainians now as well. And amongst others, but mostly Spanish. People who don't speak English or Spanish and Ukrainian. We're definitely getting the refugees and the illegals bust in.
But
it is what it is.
Yep.
Love you.
So where's Slacker at?
Which one? She's sleeping.
Weathers. Huh?
You know,
Lorna's
he had to go
sleeping.
Home, take a shower, eat, and go to bed. You know the drill.
Yeah, he's on for
yeah.
for the first half hour. I'm sorry I missed him, but...
Yeah, he can't be on when he gets home because of his woman.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
I'm definitely working Saturday. I don't know about Sunday yet.
I'm working, well, somehow I got suckered into working Friday. Yeah, no, I said, yeah.
Well, like I said,
they asked me if I work Friday. I said, only if you can't find anybody else. No, I work too much.
I need to get this shirt, Bobby. I just found it on Facebook. It says 9 of 10 voices in my head tell me I'm crazy. The other just hums.
Yep. You found it.
Yeah, I need to get one and put all my personality's names on it. And get the wheel on the wheel on what the frickin' show that is it? You know what I'm talking about? Not Wheel of Fortune, but Price is Right. You know the wheel when they halfway through the show they do the three contestants, they spin it to get a dollar? I need to get a shirt with that wheel on it and put all the names like Daryl, Carol, Sybil, Lizzie, three lost lieutenants, and myself, and put it on there and just put here's your Wheel of Fortune and see what you get. And that's where that not Wheel of Fortune, but Price is Right. I need to have one of those shirts made.
That'd be funny as shit.
Shut up, dog. My dog, yeah, that dog gave me his two cents for it.
Yeah, keep it down, Lorna.
Yeah, you know where you can stick it.
Oh, Lorna's got that liquid courage.
Yeah. I still have a whole bottle of whipped cream vodka left.
Whipped cream vodka? I just had two beers and a shot of whipped vodka.
Listen. Whipped vodka and orange crush makes orange creamsicles.
Yep.
I just had two beers and a shot of a pineapple Mai Tai.
No, you didn't. You had 1.5 beers and a little thimble nail taste of a Mai Tai.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. It was just left over of Al's Mai Tai because he made too much. So I put...
Are you saying
the leftovers and pushing glasses for me and whatever her friend's name is?
See, can't even think straight.
Whatever.
Being at the gay bar got you all hot and bothered like that.
It wasn't no gay bar. There was men in there with their wives.
Okay, bisexual.
Yeah, okay. If they are,
you're in.
Not.
All women are bi. They're either bisexual or bipolar.
Yeah, and
I'm
all y'all are bipolar.
Yeah.
We're all bipolar.
Phil's awful quiet tonight. Bobby must have his in a handbag.
No, just sitting back listening.
Still thinking, what the hell did I get myself into by calling on Thursday?
I'm just looking up the different locations on the body for those little gold things there in your ears. They're called seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeds.
They're called what?
Seeds?
Oh.
Yeah, like a seed on a tree. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know if you got on by the time when I said it. The lady at my work, our medical records lady, her son is a baseball player, and he's had those CRP injections done.
Oh, okay. What'd they tell you?
She said he's had one in the shoulder, one in his knee, and it worked for a long time, but then after a while it quit working.
Yeah, I don't think anything lasts forever, right?
No, but she said they drew his blood, and then they do whatever they do to it, the hacky hocus pocus stuff, and then they injected it.
Well, check your text message when you get a second.
Oh. The two bottom ones are right where I have mine. And then the one that's on the outer part, which is on the external, it's on top.
Well, and
I
saw a diagram of probably over 30 or 40 different points in the ear for different reasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's weird.
Tanya, it's amazing, and I am willing to have it done every three weeks.
You know, and that's awesome because it's still considered interventional pain management.
Is it?
Yep.
But what's weird is it says on this little sheet, it says when they come out to put them in a sharp container, I've lost two of them already. I have no idea where they went. And it's because my stethoscope ended up pulling them out because I had to use it today.
Oh, well. Well, maybe.
And it got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the two that was right there at the opening of the ear canal. That's the two that fell out.
I wonder if they're made out of real gold, huh?
I don't know. they thought they saw they had my ears pierced five times each year. I'm like, no. No.
because I think gold is hyperallergenic, and so you're going to have to find something that people are not going to be allergic to when you put metal in people, right?
Well, that's just it, because I'm allergic to the fake gold.
Uh-huh.
I can't, even if it's hypoallergenic, it doesn't matter, because I'm allergic to nickel. And it makes my ears break out, and they get those little balls of poison in my ears, mm-hmm. where the ear holes are. So they've got to be real gold, or they couldn't leave them in your ears.
You're right. That's what I'm thinking, right? Because you said they look like little gold things, those seeds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was so hard sleeping last night.
You should forward that to Lorna.
You what?
Oh, yeah. The text you just sent me?
Yeah, the text I sent you. It'll be fun to mess around. There's another one for guys. There's one for guys for male enhancement and also even for I'm tired. Help me out here.
There, Lorna. I just sent it. Actually, I sent it to all four of you guys.
That's what I'm thinking about. I sent
I thought the thing for male enhancement was those posters of Daisy Duke and Farrah Fawcett.
That works.
Yep,
that works. And for females, it's the guy who does the Aquaman character, right?
Aquaman.
Have you seen the new Aquaman movie?
Oh yeah.
No.
That guy. My girlfriend loves that guy.
Yeah, no, more into like Sean Connery, Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, rest in peace, James Caan.
Oh yes, I
saw he died.
There's another one, James Caan.
I love him. Yeah, I loved him in that movie and the TV series Las Vegas. I don't know if you guys ever watched that. He did a lot of westerns too, and I think Godfather was in that one too. But he did a lot of westerns.
Movies,
yeah.
But I've seen him in a lot of movies. He's played bad guys and good guys.
Mhm. But there was a TV series that came out. It was called Las Vegas, and I watched every single show, every season of that thing. I just did one of those binges on it because I liked it. It was cool. Almost like when right before I was going to medical school, I was watching House and trying to figure out what the diagnoses were before he figured it out. But they would never give you the right detail, you know, until the very end.
House was funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I found the article on the battlefield acupuncture for the VA. And it tells you all of the stuff. Here, I'll send it to you. I just had a brain fart. Good God. Oh, I can't have an MRI done. I can't have an MRI. Until these all fall out, I can't have an MRI.
No,
well, you know,
I'm not surprised.
See, but the truth is they're not going to, you don't want to have an MRI.
So
but
they're real metal.
Is,
there's gold, whatever. And so that, but if you go down, it shows
what that
you
means is
right
not solid
where
gold,
it's,
right?
Yeah, they're not solid gold. But
the
0.01, that's the one that hurt me the most.
I bet it's copper.
I wonder.
Is copper ferrous? Does it stick to a magnet? No.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if it does or not.
They're saying it's a better alternative to opioid use and other things. So it says it can be uncomfortable for some. No shit. It only hurts when you put them in. But I'm telling you, it was amazing, and it still does. The only thing is when I sleep, I put my hand on my ear. When I put my head up on my side, and I have to, and it woke me up. I'm thinking, crap, I can't sleep like that. So it was a little uncomfortable last night. So I'll see what happens tonight. But they're saying, a lot of veterans are going to this.
Yeah, I think it's standard. I think it's standard operating procedure at most of the VAs now for that acupuncture associated with pain management.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It started at Reed Air Force Base or whatever it is that. Is it Reed?
Walter Reed?
Reed. Walter Reed, yeah, that's where it started.
No, that's an Army base. Reese is an Air Force. Yeah, Reese.
I thought Walter Reed was an Air Force base.
No, Army. Army Medical Center.
Army.
Walter Reed.
In Maryland.
Yeah, Reese Air Force Base is probably what they're talking
Hold
about.
Hold on. I might be losing my mind. Or it said where it started.
Might be. You might be.
It's, well,
that's
oh,
not
it is
a lot
Walter
of
Reed
minds
Army Medical.
To
I
lose.
Just thought Walter Reed was an Air Force. It was Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
It was.
Yeah,
that's
usually that's, where
that's
even
started
where,
it.
That's where the president goes too, right? When he gets sick.
Yeah.
And that's in Bethesda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm all up for it. You know, shit. I'm all up for this. You know. I prefer not to have to take medication, honestly. So.
And so does your profession.
Yeah, my profession does too. Bobby, we got 3 minutes.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Just wish we had a lot more callers. God bless y'all. Love y'all. God bless America, our children, the missing, our veterans, military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.